At the end of the day, we all have to get paid. This is PodTech News. I'm Jason Lopez. Some new ideas on payment systems found their way to the 2006 demo conference in Phoenix. PodTech's John Furrier and Michael Johnson gathered these comments from companies pitching their IT products.
Pay by touch online. Just a lot of people hanging around the booth here. I saw, you know, all the major reporters here. You know, even Dan Farber stopped by, who's pretty hot on the new trends. So what are you showing?
So for the last 18 months, we've been deploying at grocery retailers and other major retailers a solution that allows the consumer to substitute their checkbook and all the payment cards for simply using the unique qualities of their finger. They sign up for the service one time, and then we allow them to go to the check stand, and they place their finger on this little device that's next to the point of sale that identifies who they are. And then once it's identified, then we provide the loyalty information, the payment information, and verify their age. So it's a convenience and security benefit to the consumer. And so what we're actually unveiling here at Demo is extending those same set of capabilities from brick and mortar to the internet.
Phishing, encryption, all kinds of security holes,
Absolutely. The rise of crimeware, we've all heard about spyware and adware. In 2006, we're going to hear a lot about crimeware. In fact, Symantec added it as one of their top threats in 2005, increasing 54% year over year. So, you know, people are concerned. In fact, Visa International came out with a survey last week. The top consumer worry worldwide was the theft of personal and financial information. It beat out terrorism, job loss, natural disaster.
I'm just talking to Strikeforce right across their booth there. And again, I mean, it's got the key loggers to all kinds of crimeware, spyware, crap infiltrating people's lives.
Yes. So what we want to do is we want to give consumers the trust and confidence, you know, back and using the internet to transact, and we also want to give them the convenience. And we're the only solution on the marketplace that does not trade off convenience for increased security.
My name is Dave Barham. I'm the CEO of PayY Corporation, Portland, Oregon. PayY is a, we have a service that allows you to make mobile payments using your cell phone.
What's unique about PayY's use of the cell phone technology?
Well, you can use our system to pay at a merchant, to pay online, to be in your car, drive into a Starbucks and order something and then pay for it in your car. I can be here in Phoenix and you can be in Boston, I can send you some money on my cell phone. You can say to me, you can email me or text me and say, hey, I don't have any money on my debit card. Would you pay this restaurant bill? You can transfer that bill to me and I can pay it from here in Phoenix. It's a wonderful idea.
Now, what's a practical form of this? Like, say, if I'm in that situation, I'm sitting in a restaurant in, say, Phoenix, Arizona, and I find out that I don't have any cash. I call my wife, my partner, whoever, and what do they do if they're tied in with the PayY system?
If the bill came to you at the restaurant, you look at that bill and you realize you don't have any cash in your credit account. You tell me, ask me about it, you transfer it to me and I pay it. I pay the restaurant from my PayY account.
Now, does right now the restaurant have to be a PayY member as well, or is this independent?
The restaurant, the way our system, one of the reasons our system is so secure, you don't have any credit card information on your phone. It's on our server, and you only have to know your PIN. And it doesn't fly through the air, so you can't hack it. But what the merchant, the restaurant, has software on his terminal. You have software on your cell phone, and both of them talk parallel to the server, which gives it that, one of the many things that gives it that patent pending security.
Well, best of luck with it. It sounds like a really practical service that, again, sounds very ground floor. And I wish you a lot of luck with it.
Thank you very much, Michael. Okay. Pleasure to talk to you.
I've been speaking with Dave Barham, who is the CEO of PayY Corporation. That's PayY.com, PayWI.com. And thanks for joining us on the podcast.
Thank you.
Okay, you got it.
Okay, we're at booth 7. What's your company? What are you guys showing?
The company's name is Astav.
Astav, okay. A-S-T-A-V.
And we are showing what we call no-fish technology. And the no-fish technology is a technology that uses secure two-factor authentication. And the idea is that it protects somebody even if they have given up their username and password. Or if they say have given up their social security number somehow.
So if they've been phished or compromised.
They do that.
So when someone gets like the PayPal email and the Citibank email that looks like a web page, and
right,
they click on it, they go for it, which a lot of people do.
Exactly. You know, I get what, 5 or 10 of those a day. Citibank, PayPal. Et cetera.
And so you guys are a service for the back end or for free to the user?
We would be a service probably for the back end. Now the idea being is that we replace that username password pair, That's why I say it. Consumers even given up their password, given up their username and password, we can still protect them. So it's very simple. May I just show you?
Yeah.
So what happens is...
So he's on, he logs in, demo, okay.
In, and I log in as myself, George. That's my pretty simple username. I click submit. Now what happens is I get a call on my cell phone in this case. Now, it doesn't need to be a cell phone. It can be a landline, it can be email. But essentially I get this second channel, and it asks me, we can't really hear it in here, but it comes up and it says, this is sign safe, and verifying that George is logging on, and press the star key if it's a fraudulent login, or enter your password.
So it's sign-in insurance, basically.
That's exactly it. It's a second factor authentication.
How do people learn more for more information?
Probably they can go to www.astav.net.
Astav.net. ASTAV.net.
Astav.net.
Take care.
Thank you.
Good deal.